Number 10,069, Savannah Point LLC, Westcoats Road, being units A1 through A4, within Savannah Point Development, a variance from the rear yard setback requirement.
Name and address, please.
Jay Griffith, 34005, Westcoats Road, number 4, Lewis, Delaware.
Okay, and you swear affirm the testimony about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Good evening, I'm Daniel Myers, here on behalf of the applicant, and this is a request for a variance in the rear yard setback for a second-story deck, or I should say balcony, a six-foot balcony along the rear of the building. If this deck or balcony were placed on the first floor, we wouldn't need to be here because it would fall underneath the exception where you're allowed to go 5 feet into the rear yard setback for a first-floor deck. The reason why they want the deck on the second floor is this is kind of an unusual condominium project where it's built in a C1 district and it's structured to allow people to buy the units and have a professional office on the first floor of the building, and then they have a residence on the second and third floor of the building. So they really wouldn't want a balcony off of their office. They wanted one a little higher. When the project was built, they didn't know that there was going to be requests for the balconies by purchasers of the property. And by reason of the setbacks and the parking requirements, they couldn't move the buildings any further because of the size of the lot and the density requirements. Attached to the application are a copy of the declaration plan for the condominium showing the building. And it's the one on the north, and you'll see it's 13.9 feet on the northern corner of the building and 11.9 on the southern corner of the building. And so the variance request is 2.1 feet on the north, extending to 4.1 feet on the south with a six-foot balcony that runs along the back of the building.
This is just for the north building?
Just for the north building.
And for four units or just... For all four units.
I've also attached an aerial photograph of the northern building as Exhibit 4. And you'll see behind it is woods and farmland and you know the construction of this balcony along the back. And in violation of the setback, if the variance is granted, wouldn't have an adverse effect on surrounding properties. I mean, it's not going to cut anybody's view off. Actually, on the far north, isn't that a utility?
Yes, it's a pump house.
Yeah, there's a pump house on the far north end of the building, so there's no one going to be building there whose view would be cut off on that side of the building. Also attached are copies of the architectural plans showing it's a six-foot balcony on the rear of the building. And we would request the variance for 2.1 feet on the north, extending to 4.1 feet on the south. I have Jay Griffith here, the owner of Savannah Point LLC, the developer, and he's willing to answer any questions.
Well, Mr. Burrow, we can just look at that 4.1 tenth of a foot, right? And that'll cover everything.
The greatest of the,
right.
The four, I guess. Are we going to expect a similar request for the south building at some point, or is that a separate condo ownership?
They haven't.
The requests I'm getting are for the center units, actually, and I have one purchaser, so I have no requests at this time for the south building. So,
you feel that they're just waiting to see if you have you get this variance before they would ask you on the south building?
I have two units in here that are on a lease purchase to buy, and they have not expressed at this time an interest for that south building. And so, and I the north building, I have a purchaser just purchased in December, that made a request, so we drew up the plans and submitted them for the request. The end units have ample porch space on the ends and the front, and almost one-third more deck space. So the requests are really went on touring people for the center units. And so I right now I just have a request for the north building and one center unit.
Just so they don't get the idea of whatever this board decides, that the south building will be an entity in itself. In other words, that they could approve this one or disapprove this one, not do the same for the south side building, just so they know that.
Yeah, I have not.
Okay.
All parties are aware that this is a one-time basis for the north building, and that there's no guarantee for the south building.
Yeah.
And I don't anticipate anyone at this point.
And the reason why we didn't request for the south building is we wanted the minimum variance needed. And if you look, the south building is closer to the rear property line.
Mm-hmm.
It's
mm-hmm.
at 10 feet.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Wortman?
No.
Mr. Upton?
No.
Mr. Mills? Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move we approve case number 10,069. I don't think it'll affect the central part of the neighborhood, and it's a minimum variance to grant relief.
Do I have a
second?
I have a motion by Mr. McCabe, and a second by Mr. Wharton that we approve case number 10,069. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Your case favored.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Case number 10.